What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And as of right now, the ceasefire is in effect in Syria. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And we're talking with Roberto Orsi. And what is it you want to share with us today?
Well, I'd love to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. I just had a nasty experience with Customs Border Patrol agents coming into the country from Los Angeles. I've had a rough time with TSA.
And yeah, they've been a real problem for me as well. And not just me personally, but apparently those TSA people can't read because when we were doing Lost out here... There isn't a film lab in Hawaii that can process color negative and do a one light work print for dailies. So we had to send the film back to the mainland to get it processed, wow. And we'd get the dailies 2 days later on DVD. And twice, TSA, despite all the labels saying exposed film, cleared for shipment, do not open, right. They opened it and exposed and. A great deal, a great wailing and gnashing of teeth was heard in the executive producer's office.
No kidding, I'll bet. Yesterday, my girlfriend and I were detained for asking questions by Customs, CBP. We were really handcuffed and put away because we asked, we questioned their competence and their process. And they assaulted my girlfriend, frankly, and the video will show this. And one of the reasons I'm calling, and I'm grateful to you for this opportunity to talk to you, is that they made a citizen's arrest on my girlfriend. Citizen's arrest meaning they didn't actually. It was a customs patrol agent who sort of decided that she didn't like my girl, et cetera, and made a citizen's arrest, which is sort of ludicrous on its face when it's a government agency. We were actually, to be honest, you know, we were confrontational. We were a bit rude, but we didn't violate the law, and the video will show this. And what's going to happen next is we're going to sue these individuals who stupidly, by making a citizen's arrest, are open to discovery. So even though they denied us giving us their names, which is required by law, by making a citizen's arrest, now it'll be open to discovery. And
well,
like
you know, I think the reason they did citizen's arrest is because TSA in and of themselves is not a chartered law enforcement organization, and they don't have legal right. arrest powers. They're supposed
exactly.
to call, yeah, their armed security or the police to do the actual arresting. And citizen's arrest is legally very dangerous. I mean, just putting the handcuffs on you could be considered as false imprisonment, unlawful restraint, even kidnapping. And if they did not have any grounds, you definitely have a lawsuit, although unfortunately in our current legal system, the attitude is generally people in government can do no wrong. And I need to share with you, because of my own experience in Hollywood 22 years ago, now going on 23.
Yes, I know your story well, but please say it for the record.
Well, you know, I got blacklisted for speaking truth to power,
yep.
And because I know you're also in the industry, you might want to take that under consideration before you start filing lawsuits, especially with so many people in the film establishment already in a hyper state of tantrum over Hillary losing the election. And I would just – I mean, I don't know – I mean, I know of you. I know who you are. I would hate to see you go through what I went through is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. You know, actually, I appreciate that advice because I was not arrested with my girlfriend, so I'll be sort of silently supporting her and such. But, yeah, I know what you went through. I've read your story, and I'm a fan as a result.
Okay.
It's good advice. I appreciate it.
And I like your work. If I didn't like your work, I'd say, sure, go on, get your career wrecked.
Well, this is a pleasure to talk to you. Is there anything else we can discuss while I have you?
Well, I'll tell you this. I would like to see that video, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to post it and start getting that out there because it does feel like our entire society is starting to break down just out of this sheer desperation to keep things going the way they have been before. But it has reached a point of abuse on a personal level that I think is unconscionable. TSA has never actually caught a real terrorist in all their years of abusing people.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Every time Department of Homeland Security runs a test on them, more than 90% of the fake bombs and guns get past them. TSA wrecked a very expensive laptop of mine in Seattle. And again, like I said, they cost the loss production, two days of production. And it's also wrecked tourism here in Hawaii, coming from the United States.
Right.
And nobody wants to be treated like a POW, you know, coming in and out of the state.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
And I've read some stuff to this effect. Do you think that the reaction that's happening right now from, let's call it officialdom, is a sign of desperation?
Absolutely. I can almost smell the panic.
Are the people waking up? You smell the panic.
Yeah, the people are definitely waking up. We're seeing it in our readership and listenership numbers. We're seeing it in the polls about how few people still trust the corporate media and the government. It is a great awakening. It's like in the Matrix, all of a sudden somebody delivered a cargo load of those red pills, and everybody's like saying, wow, boy, did they make fools of us for all these years.
Well, what a pleasure to talk to you. Like I said, I'm a fan, and I support your endeavors. So thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
It's reciprocal. I'm a fan of the stuff that you've worked on, and I just want you to remember one thing that's very important. If you ever do a movie about me, I look just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's like looking in a mirror, okay?
You got it, pal. that's a deal. And by the way, we should talk about that offline. That's not
okay.
A bad idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
You too. Take care of yourself. See ya.
All right. Have a happy new year. All right. I'd like to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And that was definitely a nice call to get here. And like I was telling that other caller before, the gentleman whose parents don't want to hear what's going on, time is going to change that, because I had friends and family and relatives that early on in all this didn't want to hear what I was saying. But eventually, they're all waking up. They're coming around to it. And that's a good thing. Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the global political awakening. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. Now, getting on back to the war zones, as we mentioned before, Russian and Syrian forces, in cleaning out all of these ISIS and Al-Qaeda bases in Aleppo, have been discovering U.S. and German weapons. And apparently now they've also found a cache of Bulgarian arms, which has now prompted an inquiry by the Bulgarian government how weapons of their manufacture were somehow being smuggled to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. So this thing is starting to unravel quite a bit. Now, as you know, Obama just signed a bill allowing more shipments of U.S. weapons to these ISIS and Al-Qaeda groups in Syria, including shoulder-fired man-portable missiles, surface-to-air missiles. And this means Syrian air assets and Russian air assets are now at risk. And they do seem to be just pushing as hard as they can to keep these wars going and to escalate them before Donald Trump can take office. Now, let's turn to the economy. And speaking of Donald Trump, we are hearing more and more about how companies that had offshored jobs to other countries are now going to bring them back. And they're doing it because Trump is going to reverse the changes to the tax code put in by George W. Bush that financially incentivized American companies to send jobs to other countries, made it more profitable. Well, all you got to do is change that tax code back, and the jobs are coming back. Sprint, which had outsourced a lot of its work, especially in phone bank customer support overseas, is now bringing 5,000 of those jobs back. And OneWeb is going to be setting up a factory in Florida to manufacture satellites for cheap broadband access. That's another 3,000 jobs. And what did we get from Obama? And this goes back to that ridiculous Gallup poll that says Obama is still the most admired man in America. Why is he admired? He practically doubled the national debt, added 10.7 million more Americans on food stamps so that they can go on out and buy foods filled with additives that make them sick and even cause cancer. There isn't much coming out of the Obama legacy that looks good. That's why he's running around trying to polish his legacy. I was the most transparent. I did this, I did that. And nobody's listening anymore here. We've mentioned already that Europe has embarked on trying to ban cash and confiscate gold, all in the name of fighting terrorism, which is ridiculous. What they're trying to do is turn Europe into a situation where the people work but are not allowed to have any money themselves. It will be in the bank, and the banks will pay for their food and make sure they're taken care of. And there's a name for that. It's called slavery. It's called living on a plantation where you work but are not allowed to have any of your own money. Massa will give you food and medicine and clothes. That's what they're doing here. They're bringing back feudalism and serfdom. That's what's behind the New World Order. And it is, at its core, a fascist economic dictatorship. Well, now the European Commission is saying that because of the out-of-control debt caused by the European Central Bank and the European Commission's own policies, that they may have to embark on asset confiscation, meaning not just savings accounts, not just gold and silver, but hard assets, property, factories, stores. And remember, the Nazis confiscated gold as well. Just so that you know the direction the European Union Commission seems to be heading here right now. Article out of Investment Watch blog, the real problem right now is the massive government debt, which is a problem all over Europe and here in the United States of America, and the credit bubble. They're desperate to get you to borrow money. I keep getting all these little applications in the mail. You've been pre-approved for a credit line of $82 billion or whatever it is. And I tear them up. I put them in the shredder. Because like most Americans, I don't want another loan. I want a high-paying job. Why is that so difficult to understand? And the reason there is so much debt goes back to those private central banks, which by design create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. So the debt grows and grows and grows, and there is no escaping from it. Now, as you know, over in India, they're using it as a test case for the cashless society and gold confiscation. People are grabbing what cash they can, and it's created hardships at the banks to where they're now worried about runs on the banks for what cash actually still remains in circulation. So India has had to impose capital controls and withdrawal limits. They're literally locking up their own economy to make the bankers happy. And oh yes, we can look at India and see how well that cashless idea is really working out, because it isn't. The more control gets centralized, the less efficient it becomes. We saw that with the Soviet Union. Everything came out of the Kremlin and the Politburo. And they made hideous mistakes. Lysenkoism is a good example. Now they want all of the wealth under the central control of a private central bank, so that ordinary people can't just go into a bakery and buy a jelly donut for cash anymore. And they're banning gold, and they will start banning silver. Because if you have a portable store of wealth available to you, you're going to keep your wealth in your own pocket when the banks start to fail. The reason for the push for a cashless society is to leave you without the freedom to take your wealth out of the bank when the bank gets in trouble. Pound on the door and say, give me my money, and the bankers will say, how? It's in the computers. I don't have anything that represents money I can put in your hand. You've lost the freedom to decide what to do with your own wealth that your labor produced. The bankers will take care of it for you for a small fee. Probably the biggest battle we're going to see in Washington, D.C. after January 20th is going to be Donald Trump against Janet Yellen, because Trump made some promises about reining in this out-of-control financial mess in the Federal Reserve and Wall Street. Trump was talking about a full audit, and we know how panicked the Federal Reserve is to avoid a full audit. Because when the American people see how much wealth these private bankers have taken from our pockets using nothing but ink, paper, and numbers in a computer, they're going to be furious. And they should be. Now, the world's richest are doing really well. They increased their wealth by $237 billion in 2016. And then, unfortunately, they turn around and they start thinking that all of those billions give them the right to play God with the rest of us, whether it's George Soros or Bill Gates. We'll decide that you need these vaccines. We'll decide that your population needs to be reduced. We will, because we're God's incarnate, because we have lots of zeros after our name here. Down in Venezuela, which has been a target of U.S. economic warfare for many, many years, they've lost over a million private sector jobs in 2016. 2017 is shaping up to be worse. And I'm sure they're going to adopt the U.S. system of counting the jobless and say, we only have a 5% unemployment rate. Apparently, people are hoarding currency down there as well, and they're coming up short. Venezuela has ordered additional currency. It's late in getting there. So it's causing all kinds of misery. But you know, from the point of view of a money junkie, it doesn't matter how much misery they cause as long as they get that next fix. We need to recognize that money junkies really are ill. They're mentally ill. They're addicted to money. And it's not just the money they've got now. They need another chunk coming in to get that adrenaline, cocaine-like thrill. Remember that documentary, Inside Job, won the Academy Award for Best Documentary and then vanished from the American culture? And they talked about how they wired up the brains of Wall Street traders and discovered that when they hit a big score, the part of the brain that lit up was exactly the same part that lights up when you do cocaine. We need a Betty Ford clinic for money junkies. Nice mahogany paneled office, plush carpeting, brass fittings, all very rich. And there's a $20 bill in the middle of the floor that's wired to a spark coil. And every time they try and grab that, they get a nasty shock. Because it worked for the people quitting smoking. But they are. They're mentally ill. They're addicts. And we don't recognize it, because when we look at somebody who's a cocaine addict or a meth addict or an opium addict, they look pretty bad. Money addicts look really good. They look like somebody we should be admiring and emulating, and they're not. And again, I want to differentiate between people who become rich by providing something we want to buy, like Steve Jobs in the Apple II, like James Cameron, who makes these wonderful, wonderful movies, or George Lucas. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. We should be admiring and emulating those guys, not these people like Bernie Madoff, who simply gamed the system to draw huge amounts of wealth to themselves without returning anything of value to the society. That's a money junkie. Down in Rio, their government workers have gone without pay for so long, they're now having to line up for food assistance. I guess the Olympics didn't work out very good for them as well. Up in Manhattan, we're seeing the first signs of the collapse of the housing bubble. It's even hit Amy Schumer. And the old wisdom used to be you can never lose money in real estate. Well, they did. Every time they get caught in one of these bubbles, the people making the bubble get rich. The people caught in the bubble, they get destroyed. We saw that in 2008, and it's starting to happen all over again. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go to James in Tokyo now. Ohio gozaimasu. And what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
You doing anything fun for the New Year?
No, we're going to stay at home, stay out of the traffic. We seem to have some weirdness on the phone line here. And basically, judging by what I'm hearing at night, there is going to be a raucous celebration of illegal fireworks. So we're just going to sit out on the back porch there and just watch it all unfold in front of us.
I just want you to do something more than worrying about world events sometimes and be happy for the New Year, Michael.
Well, yeah, we Claire and I, we have to make more of a point of getting on out and having some fun. And of course, working for Claire's choir definitely takes us away from the world affairs. So that's kind of a welcome break, even though it's a lot of work.
Hey, I was really sorry to hear about John from Barbados. I listen to your show, not all the time live, as we have a different time zone here in Tokyo, but every time that that boy would talk, I really liked listening to him. And
It has been amazing just how many people were really following him and paying attention to him, and the outpouring of condolences has just been tremendous. There's actually now a website that is set up in memoriam to him, and people are doing all kinds of testimonials, and he was a person of influence in interesting times.
Yeah, he's really interesting, and actually, I think out of all the callers that go into your show, he was really the most interesting, and like even sometimes I would listen to your show in the shower, and if John from Barbados came on, I would turn water down to be able to hear him better. So I think he was a very intelligent man, and just sorry to hear him go, and I wish his family the best for the new year. Mike, I went to Russia recently in Vladivostok, and it was kind of interesting because you kind of get to hear like what people think of Putin. And everywhere you go there, like from a convenience store to, you know, anywhere to like buy a newspaper or a supermarket, they're selling all Putin paraphernalia. And I would ask my girlfriend and all her family and friends and just people I meet, I mean, is this like some kind of scam or did the Russian people really love this guy? And they all said, we all love Putin. Like he's like extremely popular in Russia. I found that really interesting. I've never seen such a love for a leader like that.
I do get that from a lot of people who email me from within Russia, and it's not just within Russia. I mean, Putin has presented himself to the world as a statesman, a real leader, as opposed to other heads of state who are behaving like spoiled children, even as I speak. And he's highly regarded around the world. Apparently, in the online voting for Time Magazine's Man of the Year, Putin did very well. Of course, Time Magazine wasn't about to put Putin on the cover, and so they gritted their teeth and went with Donald Trump.
So what do you think is behind Obama coming out with these new sanctions to, you know, go after Putin for the alleged hacking?
Well, again, the expulsion of the diplomats and the sanctions are symbolic gestures, because after January 20th, Trump will simply undo those. So if they're really pushing for an outright war with Russia, they're going to have to pull some kind of a really insane stunt within the next week, because they can't wait until January 19th, because the war won't really get going to the point of no return. So that's why I'm very, very concerned about this weekend.
I'm concerned too. And anyway, I'm going to let you go. I guess you don't have a lot of time left. And once again, Michael, there are a lot of people that appreciate you, and we hope that you continue the same great work that you've been doing in 2016 to 2017. Love you, brother.
Thank you very much. And yes, I'm going to continue as long as it's needed. I'm going to keep on doing it for as long as I possibly can. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to skip on down here. We're way, way behind on our talking points. And there are some things I need to hit here. First of all, I want to talk about that professor, George Chicarillo Maher, at Drexel University, who came out saying that he would love to see a white genocide. And basically saying, clarified it saying, well, the Haitian people killing off the white people was a good thing. Drexel University, in fact, is not going to do anything about it. Apparently, they're cool with this idea that it's okay to call for the genocide of the white people. Now, I have to wonder how the administration at Drexel University would have responded if a professor called for the genocide of the black people or all Hispanics or Syrians or Jews. And I think we ought to be very, very concerned that there seems to be an undeclared war on white people. And again, you do not cure racism by being racist in reverse. All you do is prolong the pain and suffering. The only thing that changes is who's doing most of the bleeding. Now, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the TSA and is supposed to secure our borders, took millions of dollars in bribes to allow immigrants into this country with illnesses, criminal records, illegal drugs. Apparently something like $15 million in bribes. In one case, there was a Korean businessman accused of sex trafficking, and a Homeland Security agent in Los Angeles was bribed $13,000 to simply look the other way. So what is the point of having a border security force that isn't going to enforce the border? And we definitely need to have something done about that, really. Remember, Eisenhower shut down all the illegal immigrants with Operation Wetback, which, of course, would be denounced by liberals today. Oh, Wetback, that's racist, that's this. But that's what Eisenhower called it, with only one-tenth of the current workforce of immigration and border and customs enforcement. If Eisenhower can do it, why couldn't Obama? Well, because he didn't want to. Apparently, over in Finland, they have jailed the former head of Helsinki's anti-drug police force to 10 years for drug smuggling. Kind of amazing stuff out there. Apparently, in Philadelphia, 450 drug convictions may be reversed because the police were caught framing totally innocent people. Got to make our quotas. We got to get the things out there. Gun sales hit a record high on Black Friday. Now it's the liberals who are arming up and getting into preppers. They think the world is going to fall off of its pedestal now that Trump is the president here. Over in Athens, Greece, they've got snow. And if you think that sounds kind of weird, it is. It's very rare. Pictures of it all throughout social media. New England is getting ready to be buried under at least 2 feet of snow. Blizzard coming on in. And they're predicting that on New Year's, we could see all 48 of the contiguous states below freezing. Now, right now, the roads in eastern Oregon are closed from snow and ice, hazardous driving conditions. And I want to repeat a story that we had just yesterday because you need to remember it. This is coming out of realclimatescience.com. And basically, they've gone through this report from NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration. And this is the report that everybody's bandying about to say, oh, 2016 is the hottest year on record. The Earth is continuing to warm. And going through the data and actually looking at what NOAA has in this report, it is very obvious that the warming is completely imaginary, as is the claim 2016 is the hottest year on record, because of the statistical corrections being done to the data. In other words, they're fudging the data. If you look at the raw data, it doesn't support the conclusion. They don't get the data that supports the conclusion until they mess around with it. And remember when the ClimateGate scandal first broke at the Hadley Climate Research Unit, and it was a leak of emails where they talked about hiding the decline, and it was a leak of the actual computer code that had produced this hockey stick. And you could see in the source code where they simply said, past this year, start adding so many degrees per year to get the result that they wanted. And they're still out there screaming about global warming. They're trying to write any article that keeps hammering global warming, global warming, global warming. Story that came out of The Independent in Great Britain, the same newspaper that told us back in 2000 snowfalls are a thing of the past. Now they're saying global warming is causing birds to migrate early. Oh, how terrible for the birds. I don't think the birds care. And over at Common Dreams, they're out there with this idea that climate change is the likeliest cause for extreme Arctic heat. Now, looking at the actual raw data from the buoy up there by the North Pole, there was a very brief interval where the temperature did go above 0 degrees centigrade. at which point they started screaming, the Arctic ice is melting. And they're wrong there, because when they talk about 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit as the freezing point of water, they're talking about fresh water. Salt water freezes at a much lower temperature because of the salt content. So this idea of saying, oh, 0 degrees centigrade is losing 57,000 square miles of ice, was complete out of thin air nonsense. And we don't know what caused that brief burst of heat. Could have been Al Gore with a flamethrower, for all we know. The fact that it was unique and spurious says there was something unknown going on. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Tom in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, since you touched on the global warming, does anybody ever speak about the solar warming? Because as I understand, there are reports coming from the people who study the conditions of the other planets that those planets are warming. So the whole indication is that the sun has got a heating cycle that's going through right now.
No, you're absolutely right. When the Earth really was warming back in the 1990s, spacecraft at the other planets were also reporting an increase in temperature. And now that the sun has gone into a cooling phase and Earth is cooling, these same spacecraft are also reporting that the temperatures on the other planets are also in decline. And we've talked about the Maunder minimum before, and indications are that we are going to see a period of diminished solar activity, a repeat of the Maunder minimum, which means we'll have a repeat of the Little Ice Age.
Well, since this shifting of the polar air has moved down across us, I'm hoping you had a chance to look at my exposure of the problem with the manufactured mobile home industry and that gassing America, because right now is a kill time for the individuals that are in those units if the wind and weather is right.
I did look at it, and I'll tell you the one place where I had a problem with it was the implication that the siting of the vent near the heating outflow was somehow intentional. And I think it was just
I
had a problem with that part.
The reason I say it's intentional is because anything that's done in the government, in those agencies, is reviewed. In fact, when I testified before HUD in 2009, several people in the room were just enraged. I didn't blame that on them. I just simply said this is what occurred in that 1976 act. The problem I have, and the reason I say it's intentional, is because at the same time, my profession has pushed into the background the testing or vigorous testing for carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and the other toxins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how do you do this? How do you get away with this for 40 years and not have the medical community screaming?
The same way you get away with vaccines causing autism and nobody's screaming about it. There's too much money involved. But let me just...
in that industry, too.
All right, let me just have one comment, and then I'm going to let you go because I'm running out of time here. I don't care how many times the government does a report or a study or a review. It's all politicized, and it doesn't save the government from making stupid, dumb mistakes, which we know they have done, despite all the review process that's going on, because they're all politicians and they all want to protect their jobs. They're being told by their political masters, this report must say this, and it comes out of this belief that politics can overrule reality and science. And so the fact that something has gone through the government procurement processing procedure doesn't mean that the failings are deliberate, only that the government is just as capable of accident and stupidity as anybody else. So, Tom,
well,
thanks an awful lot. I got to let you go. And we're going to go to Ron in Missouri. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This might be off topic, but this is this new Boston bombing marathon movie coming out.
Yeah.
I guess this is pure propaganda for the people. Do you think there's that many people that still believe their official story?
Last I heard, no, nobody is buying it, mostly because of public awareness. that the remains of the bombs were in these black backpacks with these very easily identifiable white rectangular patches on them. And the Tsarnaev brothers photographed at the scene were both wearing gray backpacks. And there were these this group of men wearing khaki pants and black jackets. When they were standing together, it was clearly a uniform. One of them had a black backpack with a white patch on the top before the bombing. And after the bombing, the same guy was photographed without that backpack. Now, if I'd been the Tsarnaev's lawyer, I would have shown that to the jury, and that would have been the end of the trial, because there's your reasonable doubt right there. But they fixed up Zokhar Tsarnaev with this lawyer who's famous for railroading, embarrassing people into prison to get them out of sight. And she literally walked in and said to the jury, yeah, he did it. I mean, what kind of a defense are you mounting when you tell the jury that, yes, the guy did it? And they didn't bring in this evidence that the backpack with the bomb was not the backpack that the Tsarnaev brothers were seen with. And this thing was a kangaroo court from beginning to end. So I'm not expecting great things from the Boston bombing movie, because right now corporate media, the entertainment industry, and the government, they're all a band of brothers, and they are feeling their grip on the minds of America slipping. And it would take a very courageous individual indeed to try and tell the truth anywhere within that complex.
And isn't it true that the younger brother asked for a new trial and was denied?
Yeah, I believe so. And again, it was a railroading. It was the same thing they did to James Earl Ray, where his government-appointed attorney said, if you plead guilty, you'll be out in a few years. So James Earl Ray pled guilty. The judge said life in prison, no possibility of parole. And then James Earl Ray said, I want to take my plea back because this was on the advice of the attorney you guys gave me. And the judge said, no, we got your confession. That's all we need.
That's about right. Another propaganda movie, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm watching the Gardening Channel now. Okay?
Well, you take care, Mike. Really enjoy your show.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you very much. Now then, there's been a new poll out. This came on out from Oraz.com. 90% of the American people believe they should be able to encrypt their messages and phone calls so that only the intended recipient can understand it. In other words, 90% of Americans believe and support that Fourth Amendment guarantee of privacy, especially in the face of a government that you cannot trust with your personal data. Whether it's NSA stealing pictures of your naked lovers off your computer for their own perverse amusement, or the FBI stealing business secrets out of computers at the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference to give to cronies. Or what happened to me with the photographs from Lost that showed up on a fan site, almost got me fired. The government is not supposed to be looking at your communications unless they have existing evidence some kind of a crime is taking place. They're not allowed to do fishing expeditions, which is exactly what they're doing. So I posted a flashback to my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA. And this is basically something I did, I think it was about 3 years ago now, where I issued 6 encryption challenges. And they were issued directly to the NSA. Prove to us that you are these wonderful code breakers. Now, the NSA would have had a good reason to crack one of my codes to discourage other people from learning how to write encryption software. And they weren't able to break it for reasons that are explained within the article. So it didn't happen. We know that real criminals, real terrorists, real child molesters, real druggies aren't going to use the established communication systems and the available off-the-shelf encryption. They know it's all compromised. They're going to have their own. It's not that hard to do. So all of this NSA spying, and now we have the court saying the government must admit how many Americans are being spied on by this massive surveillance network. It's like the TSA. It's totally useless. They're not able to find the real criminals. All they're doing is just spending a lot of money and abusing our constitutional rights, our inalienable right to privacy. And that's all they're doing. They're not accomplishing anything. Edward Snowden is a hero because he blew this out there, and we all know our government is not playing by the rules. And that makes them illegal and illegitimate. By the way, I made a comment before about a pipeline being a possible false flag, and who would notice? That was a reference to the fact that a British Petroleum pipeline running along Sauls Creek in Bayfield, Colorado, has ruptured and spilled coal bed methane into the Colorado River. So you people in Los Angeles, take a good look at that water coming out of the faucet. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take one more phone call. I need to scroll back up the page and see who it is. It's Tim in Washington State. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thanks so much for your work. It seems irresponsible to me in a certain way to keep talking about the prospects of a hot war with Russia. It just seems to me, from all the information I have, that that the U.S. military would have Obama's head on a stake on the White House lawn before they allowed him to send them into a conflict with Russia.
Well, I think you may be right. And again, it's because it's a very different world from what it was when they were able to trick everybody into going to war over the Lusitania, which was smuggling weapons. Or the claim that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Right now, we have a population, and despite all of the censorship and brainwashing, even the military are having doubts about what's going on with the government. And okay,
my sense of it is that, the military are the most aware and informed of all the groups about exactly what is going on. And that's part of the the panic that is going on, is that they're aware that they just don't have that ability with them to deploy them willingly.
Well, it all goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, it may be that the U.S. military planners are thinking that they're going to rely on the technology to prevail, and that was the same strategic mistake Germany made in the closing years of World War II, and they came up with some amazing stuff, the world's first cruise missile, the V-1 buzz bomb, the world's first ballistic missile, the V-2, the first man-made object to leave the atmosphere, and they even had a stealth fighter, which turned out to be rather effective, but they couldn't actually get them out there in enough numbers to make a difference, which is a problem that we see with the Zumwalt-class destroyer, because they're hideously expensive, the F-35. They've got all these things that are in some stage preparedness, but they're so expensive, you can't field them in enough numbers to really be very significant. So I'd like to avoid this, because at this point, I'm absolutely convinced the United States is going to lose a war with China and or Russia. And despite this claim that we're going to peel Russia off from China, they're moving closer together. Russia is now supplying Sukhoi 35s to China. And that's a very, very capable warplane.
Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to close the phone lines. Germany has apparently released the Tunisian suspect who was arrested in the Berlin truck attack. He was the first guy they got, and then they said, he's the wrong guy, and they went after the other person who was shot and killed. So this whole European refugee thing is just spiraling out of control. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to get into it in detail, so we're going to carry all of this stuff into tomorrow's show. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got a bunch of stuff I got to get done this afternoon. So we're going to basically sign off early and say you are all part of the independent media. Please take what you learn here, share it with other people. Be gentle. Do not trigger their defensive reflexes. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Friday, end of the year show. Aloha, America.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.